prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Welcome, my friends. You're listening to Financial Survival, and this is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 30 August 2023, almost ready to go into the fall month, folks. How quickly time goes by. And next week, I'll be another full year older. How quickly time goes by. But anyway, we're going to bring up our guest, as always, on Wednesday, Wendy Wilson, with us. She is always, well, just call her Wednesday Wendy. She's always here with us, Wendy. I love to have her. She's always full of information, and her presentation is always a delightful to listen to because her attitude is uplifting, and I appreciate that. Before we go to Wendy, though, as always, we're going to hit the markets and the metals. And the metals had a, well, little bit of change today. Gold was up 390 to 1941.10. Silver is down 12 cents, $24.59. Palladium is down $3 to $9.76. Palladium is down 22 to $11.96. So some variation of metals there. And the markets were just about basically unchanged worldwide. The Dow is up 30 to 34,888. NASDAQ up 69 to 14,013. S&P up 16 to 45,14. FTSE was up 0.52% to 18,564. DAX was down 0.24 to 58.91. Nikkei was up 0.33 to 32.333. Hang Seng was down 0.063 to 18.482. So not a big variety in the markets there. Oil was up slightly, 46 cents to 81.62. 10-year yield was down slightly, 0.09 to 4.116%. USDX was down 0.34 to 103.49. So not a big shift in anything with metals or markets or dollar value. It pretty well held steady today. So I guess you say it's kind of a boring day on the markets. That's what I say. But anyway, now with any further ado, we're going to go to our guest, Wendy Wilson, with Apothecary Theory Herbs. And folks, I hope that you enjoy listening to her and her explanation as much as I do, because I think that her information is impeccable. And I learned a lot every Wednesday from Wendy. Wendy, welcome.
Oh, well, thank you, Pastor Butch. Always great to be with you and all the listeners. I thought we'd talk about this new virus vaccine method that they've come out with. So these are the scientists at Griffin University in Australia. They are saying that they have a new breakthrough in vaccine development. The research did get published in the August 2023 journal SSRN Electronic. And the report states that the new method of making a vaccine is at the proof of concept stage. And what that means is it's in a very early stage of development, and their hypothesis has not been fully proven yet. But I think it's really important to understand what science is doing and how it will impact people. So here's this new concept, Pastor Butch. And the more I read about vaccine studies, the more I realize that such products are really not only risky, but science has really no idea what the long-term effect's going to be. So they have not really reported how such serums affect your DNA and your future generations, for instance. And, of course, this lead scientist, his name is Bernard Rehm, and he is also partnered with Dr. Shanzhu Chen of the Griffith University, and they are working in the drug discovery cell biopolymers factory. And they say they have this new way of making a viral particulate vaccine. Here is a quote from the doctors. They said, "The tests that we've run so far show that the vaccine is safe and induces a very strong immune system response against the virus." Now, I'm going to tell you why that's a premature statement, because they have not fully tested this and to prove their theory yet. So my question always is, well, what's in the serum? So what this is a new concept in vaccine manufacturing. So the scientists are using synthetic pathogens, which they reprogram, and they take the bacterial pathogen E. coli, they re-engineer it to make a vaccine particle that is a high-yield particle. The bacteria normally multiplies in a right environment. We call it colonizing. So they take the biopolymer particles of E. coli and then coat the outside of it with strep A virus. And they claim they want to use strep A virus as an antigen. In other words, the strep A virus is a toxin that attempts to induce an immune system response for antibody production. And according to the research, the strep A antigen also prevents disease. Now, I've never known a toxin to prevent disease. I've never known it. I've always known it to cause a problem, but never to be preventable. But however, numerous virology reports are showing that toxins, hey, they don't prevent infection, and the immune system does not make antibodies for non-infectious agents. So, and since the new vaccine has not been tested on humans, it's really premature to say it's safe and effective. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, I agree. And I've always wondered, too, they say they give you a light dose of whatever it is that they want to vaccinate you against, so your body will build immunity against it. Why can't we just get the – why doesn't the disease do that on its own? I mean, I don't understand. They're inducing the disease in your body to fight it. The disease does that by itself, doesn't it? Doesn't it induce your immune system?
Maybe I can answer that for you. I spoke to Dr. Anthony Norris. He was the chief virologist of the FDA during the 70s. We had a nice conversation in the 90s, and he was explaining how your immune system manufactures the antibodies. So he says when you come in contact with a disease or a pathogen, you either ingest it, breathe it in, or absorb it in through the skin. And when that happens, the body starts sending chemical signals to your immune system, letting it know we have a problem. We have an invasion of something that's non-self. And so then you've heard that doctors say an incubation period is 7 to 10 days, right? You've heard that? What that means is your immune system is collecting data over that time period from the body on what this invasion pathogen is about, and it's making an antibody. So then when the immune system launches the antibody, that's when you start to feel sick and you have symptoms, because you've really got this war going on. Your immune system is fighting against the disease. And so what an immune system is activated by is chemical messages from the body alerting it. When you get an injected form of a pathogen from a vaccine, it's injected into the muscle mass, and it takes 2 hours to work its way into the blood system. Now, in the blood system, you have these little patrolling antibodies. Think of them as security guards, and they're patrolling the blood system to see what may be suspicious. Well, if the immune system didn't get any notes or chemical messages from the body that something has been invading it, then the patrolling antibodies aren't going to do anything about it when they see it in the immune system, blood system, or anything. So you're not really creating antibodies when you get an artificial infection like that, was Dr. Norris's point. And so when I asked him, I said, so if your vaccines don't help you create antibodies. Why are they giving them? He says there's a million reasons why, and he meant dollars. He said because these pathogens get in, work their way into your cell membranes, and they can seed the body with disease, and they'll corrupt your genetic weakest area. So this is why some people will have different responses to vaccines, and the drug companies will say, well, it wasn't the serum because everybody would have had that response. But no, it's reacting to your genetic code. And so basically, it's an artificial infection. The immune system is not engaged. And by the way, I did ask him about boosters. I said, you know, why do they give boosters? And he says, because the serum is so toxic, if they gave it to you in one shot, it would kill you.
Oh, wow. So they give it to you, they poison you in incremental states. Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
All right.
Sure. Yeah, and so and basically, you know, it's seeding the body with disease, so it's really giving the drug companies and the medical complex a steady line of patients, an endless line, generation after generation of patients. That's what it's about. Well, let me read you this quote. This is from Medline Plus. They said, the immune system neutralizes infection. So when drug companies say, well, we're not using a live virus, we're using a dead one. It's called an attenuated virus. Well, if it's not alive, there's nothing to kill. The immune system won't even engage that. That's right. So
that makes sense to me.
Yeah. So the other thing is an antigen, they say, according to Medline, is a substance and a toxin that causes your immune system to produce antibodies against it. Well, that's if it's getting it, the message, like Dr. Norris said. If it's not getting a chemical message, it's not going to know. So pumping toxins into the system, it's not really going to create an antibody response. So we're also told this vaccine that they're working on does not require refrigeration, so it's going to be able to accommodate a stockpiling action. So let's look at the high risk of disease and injury from this. So the research is saying that the vaccine that they're working with is a low-cost, manufacturing, effective, and safe vaccine. Yet there have been no human trials yet. So this statement is purely for the investors and the naive public. So we're going to take a look at the strep A virus they wrap the E. coli in and what the potential side effects of this toxin, which they call an antigen, is going to be. So here are some of the things it can produce. It's your strep A has got a wide range of infectious agents, and you can get symptoms from laryngitis to impetigo, which is a contagious skin infection that you get sores and blisters, to necrotic fasciitis, which is an aggressive skin soft tissue infection causing necrosis or dead tissue, to cellulitis, which is a bacterial infection of the skin caused by, you know, strep A viruses, to toxic shock syndrome, which is life-threatening. It's a bacterial infection that increases your risk of death. So there's your strep A. That is your antigen toxin that is part of this whole serum. Now, apparently the risk from such a pathogen injected into your body could cause some serious tissue infections or worse. And I wonder if human volunteers that science is going to test this on, if they're going to receive full disclosure. Because the last thing anybody really wants is their skin dying and falling off, because your skin is the body's largest organ, and severe tissue death of this organ could produce unforeseen circumstances like death. And to determine if their theory is right, well, they're going to need to test subjects, which will, you know, take the ultimate risk when they do this test. Now, here is Dr. Chen. He says the next steps are to produce the serum and evaluate their performances in our clinical human trials. So you probably wonder, and I was wondering, why are they taking this approach? Well, science admits that the current treatments, which is vaccine manufacturing, do not adequately address strep A viruses. So the pathogen is highly resistant to the current drug treatments, and there's 500,000 global deaths every year. And according to the University of Wisconsin-Madison in April 2019, which they revealed that viruses often mutate during a vaccine manufacturing process. And the public is, you know, told that the viruses mutate on their own in just a few short months. Naturally, mutating viruses occur, well, it takes much longer than that. Here is a quote from the Wisconsin study. They say a common problem, however, is that the viruses chosen for vaccines often mutate in the process of production, creating mismatches between seasonal flu viruses and the vaccine in any given flu season. This has been a particular problem, end of quote. So what do they call this when they mutate this virus during the process of the vaccine? They call it leaky vaccines. Remember that term. So what science does not explain is the virus mutation due to the vaccine manufacturing. They call it leaky vaccines. And this is a real problem for science, stating that they are trying to prevent disease with vaccines when, in fact, they are creating stronger, mutant, more virulent diseases in vaccines. Do you get that?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so Healthline, Public Library of Science Biology, April 2019, said this. Researchers have proven the theory that more virulent viruses can evolve from so-called leaky vaccines, and there is potential risk using leaky vaccines to prevent disease, putting people at great risk of severe illness, end of quote. So, you know, they're looking for a perfect vaccine. Is there a perfect vaccine? Well, science says there is. And here is their definition. Let me just run this perfect vaccine definition by you, Pastor Butch. It says, quote, this is Penn State University, Dr. Andrew Reed, professor of biology and biotechnology. He says, a perfect vaccine prevents vaccinated individuals from being sickened by the disease, and it also prevents them from transmitting or shedding the virus to others. Well, I would leave the COVID vaccine off that list for sure. It's not a perfect vaccine. I dare say most of your viral vaccines are not perfect vaccines, but they're really leaky vaccines, which means all your vaccines with viral agents in them are mutated, virulent diseases making people sick. And this highlights that scientific vaccine research and the medical community is really not disclosing to the public what a vaccine really is. It is highlighting that a disease is the main focus of their healthcare and scientific research, offering an illusion of wellness. And well people, as you know, do not make drug companies rich. They do not create a demand for medical doctors, nor do they help, you know, pay for building and maintaining major hospitals. Money answers all things. Yeah. So the original medicine is described in our holy scriptures. It is a simple whole food, herbs, spices regimen. This is how you maintain your health. And trauma care is the exception and to have an intervention when necessary. So really it's our duty to protect God's creation and to educate ourselves to the medicinal herbs for overall wellness. And you know, be discerning about these things, because I've heard from enough virologists, scientists, that, and doctors, pediatricians who have done their own research after med school and found out vaccines are not what we're told they are. And usually pediatricians that find that out, they quit giving them. So people are starting to be more skeptical, and we'll have to talk about some of this other information that we have for next time, because we don't have enough time today. But people are starting to get more skeptical about vaccines, tends to make science a little nervous. So, you know, be aware. It's basically, if I had to sum it up, vaccines are an assault on the human body God made.
I agree. And I hope America and the world doesn't fall for this next COVID fake coming through here. I mean, I hope we don't fall for the same thing again. Surely we won't. I pray we won't.
Right. I know people need to stand their ground and say, whoa, you know. But, you know, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a free catalog. They have a lot of things for viruses, bacterias, and fungus, and pandemic kits, and heart attack packs. Think tools that you can use. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. They have a brand new website, so tell us what you think, thepowerherbs.com. Also, we are in the middle of a Labor Day sale, so you'll save 25%. Details are online, or give them a call and get stocked up for the cold and flu season.
All right. Wow. Another good one, Wendy. Always you have to give information. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's just when you read enough of these articles, you know, and then, you know, you save what you read, you know, years ago. Like, a lot of the stuff is coming full circle from 2014
sure.
and 17. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. All right. Well, Lord will, we'll see you again next Wednesday.
Oh, take care now. Bye-bye.
Have a good one, honey. Folks, back at the break, we'll go back with our boss and the program's host, Melody Cederstrom, with Discount Gold and Silver. A lot more to talk about, so don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back again. You listen to Financial Survival. It is Wednesday, the 30th day of August 2023, and we've been joined now by the host of this program. I'm just co-host here, folks. I just fill in when she needs me, and I'm like a spare tire in a car. If I'm around if you need me, okay? That's what I am. But anyway, let's talk to Melody Cederstrom. Hello, Melody. Welcome to your program.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
We covered nothing very exciting happened on metals or markets, so I thought you may want to cover a couple of things before we get into other news.
Yeah, I did. There is a lot of financial news coming out this week, and of course on Friday we get the jobs report coming out for the month of August, and they did revise the second quarter GDP. It was slower than the preliminary estimates of 2.4%. It was 2.1%. So it was certainly lower than what everyone had expected. And they talk about raising the rates, maybe not. Who knows? Who cares? But MasterCard, they also came out and said that they're thinking about raising the fees to the businesses. Yep. Who use the credit cards, MasterCard and Visa. So that's not a really good thing. So they are going to be raising those credit card fees. And already, you know, businesses, I mean, they're applying separate charges. They're keeping them separate. Heck, even when I take my dog to the groomers, they say they charge 4% if you use a credit card. And it's like, geez, Louise.
Well, the rates go up, consumers pay for it. So it's not going to hurt businesses at all. It's going to make us pay more money. That's all.
Yeah. So Folks, you know what people don't get is no matter what changes they do, somebody's going to pay for it. That's they either true. Increase the prices, just like this thing about the prescription drugs. Oh, the big deal, the Biden administration came out, and oh boy, Medicare is going to be, you know, negotiating prices. Big pharma, what do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to lose billions of dollars and allow Medicare? Oh, well, they got a lot to lose if they don't. Really? All they're going to do is increase other products, or they won't make the products. But they don't give anything up because it isn't about you. It isn't about us. It isn't about what we pay or trying to help us. I mean, they push drugs on people that'll practically kill you. But you can't talk to anybody, and you know, you just can't say anything about. I was reading today this thing about COVID, Butch. It was the Canada. They're saying, oh, blah, blah, this HV, blah, 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 number COVID. And the ones that are more likely to get it, those who have had it previously, and the people that are vaccinated are more likely to get it. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you know, and I reread that because I thought, well, I must be reading it. You know, I must not be. And maybe it was before my cough. It's like, no, it's exactly what it said. And it's just like this world is just so messed up.
It's all topsy-turvy. Anyway,
it really is. It really is. And I think you have something where Walmart is cutting pharmacists' pay.
No, I didn't have that. I didn't have that.
Yeah. They're cutting pharmacists' pay.
Because
they're asking some of its 16,000 pharmacists across the U.S. to voluntarily take pay cuts by reducing their working hours in a bid to lower costs. The cuts, which haven't been previously reported, are aimed at the pharmacists in higher wage brackets, highlighting the new pressures of Walmart pharmacies, where shoppers are lining up to buy weight loss drugs and that drag on profits despite the high price. Walmart also has agreed to pay $3.1 billion as its share of an opioid-related legal settlement, which is adding to its legal costs this year. The retailers,
I can see all the pharmacists waving their hand there. Say, I'll take cut.
Yeah,
I can
see
them all doing that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Me first.
I know. The retailers' Walmart shares were up nearly 1%. Hey, an afternoon trading on Tuesday. It all makes sense, doesn't it? Company shares have risen 12% this year, far outperforming the broader Dow Jones Industrial Average, 4.26% increase over the same period, as it becomes the retailer of choice for bargain-minded shoppers navigating steep inflation. So, you know, it's just these are all signs. And what if these pharmacists aren't going to volunteer? What are they? I'm going to whisper like Biden. What do you think what do you think Walmart's going to do to these 16,000 pharmacists if they don't voluntarily give up their pay?
Oh, they'll say,
I guess
it's
Walmart,
okay. Don't worry
will make
about
the
it,
decision.
Right?
Walmart will make, you know. So.
Well, and this again, whatever they do, we pass on this anyway. And people got to understand that. I mean, that's. The consumer ultimately always pays the price. Walmart will cut the pay for their pharmacists. Will they lower the price of the drugs? No, they won't do that. They're not going to do that.
No, they're not going to do that. You know, so, you know, and again, I bring these articles just to show it. It's the same thing day in, day out. And what has truly gotten better? Our GDP is lower than what they thought. Our U.S. job growth has slowed sharply to 177,000 in August. This is from ADP. It's not the government's official number, but this all usually comes out on the Wednesday before government releases their numbers. And it showed it slowed more than expected in August. And the firm reported, which is ADP, that private employers added only 177,000 jobs in August. Well below the revised total of 371,000 added in July. Well, that's a pretty big drop. ADP also reported that pay growth slowed for workers who changed jobs and those who stayed in their current positions. Like, there was just reports out showing that people were quitting and changing jobs to get a higher pay. Well, that doesn't, so that, you know, they're not doing that as much. So this month's numbers are consistent with the pace of job creation before the pandemic. So I don't know, Butch.
Well, it is what it is, and we're watching things happen. And I know this is a petty peeve I have today. For example, I had to, most people I know, Melody, sometimes use toilet paper. Most of them I know do that. It's kind of a necessity, I think.
Where are we going with this, Butch?
Well, I had to get some.
I'm not so sure
today.
I want to know.
Oh, you may well plug yours. I had to buy some today. It's on sale. Four rolls for $5.57. That includes tax. It's getting so expensive, people will afford to go to the bathroom. I mean,
that is expensive.
That is expensive. Yes, it is. That's a dollar store, a sale.
That's a dollar store?
Dollar General store. A Dollar General store, yes. Yes. Yep. That's a fact. I was there, and I know. And I mentioned to the clerk, and she said, yeah. She shook her head. Yeah, this is the way. Yeah. Everything store is going up. And obviously, it is. But I come home. I told Marshall we're gonna cut back on the use of the toilet paper now. So, but anyway, we're laughing. It's not really funny though, because it's another hit on our wallets. Period.
It is.
It adds up after a while. I mean, you get four or five of those in a row in different products. It adds up to real dollars. It adds up to money that you can't afford to spend. But we'll get more of that in a little bit too, because a lot more talk about finances here in a little bit.
And I just want to say more. There was one more thing. Did you see where McConnell? He had another episode where he kind of freezes at a Kentucky event.
Yeah, spaced out. Yeah,
he's spaced down. It's like, what is that man? That man needs to step down. That's worse than Biden. Well, maybe it's not worse, but he needs to step away and step down. What is wrong with these people? I mean, Butch.
I agree.
And why isn't anybody saying, "Hey"? I mean, look at that late Feinstein. Look at Feinstein.
And Pelosi.
And Pelosi, what the hell are they doing? I mean, Feinstein can't even. I mean, at least Pelosi can talk. Feinstein. I mean, she looks like. I'm sorry for their health and so forth, but my gosh, step down. And why isn't anybody calling them out?
I agree completely.
That's just how dysfunctional it is.
I totally agree.
I mean, as sad as it is to see McConnell doing that.
And on camera.
Yes.
And just stand there and freeze. I mean, like he just walks, his mind just leaves him and his body just stands there and doesn't do anything. It's scary. Yeah. It's scary for
it's
him,
scary.
Too, I'm sure. But it's just...
I'm sure.
He shouldn't be in office. Period. Shouldn't be in office. Period. That's it. Settle it.
I know.
And we need term limits for Senate also, and Congress. We need that desperately. It's not going to happen.
We do.
Need that.
We do.
We need that. Anyway. But don't
worry. So if I go silent, Butch.
Okay. Okay, I mean, you snuck off is what it means for you. I know what
means.
Okay, sure. We got your number already. But don't worry, Trump's going to fix it. And he said so right here. Trump tells Glenn Beck he'd lock up political opponents if reelected.
Just like he did Hillary. Please.
Exactly, that's in here. Former President Trump told conservative media personality Glenn Beck he would prosecute his political enemies if elected president again. You said in 2016, you know, lock her up, Beck reminded Trump of his statements about Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton in 2016 during an appearance on the Blaze TV show Tuesday. And then you became president, you said, we don't do that in America. That's just not the right thing to do. That's what they're doing, Beck continued, asking the former president, do you regret not locking her up? And if you were president again, will you lock people up? Trump, who dismissed the various charges he faced in Georgia, New York, Florida, and Washington, D.C., said there is no choice. Well, I have to give you an example. The answer is you have no choice because they're doing it to us, Trump said, adding that he never hit Biden as hard as I could have. Talk, 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 talk. we'll see what happens.
That ain't gonna happen. You know, that's just hogwash. You know, it got him elected once, and he's using it again to get him elected again. That's all.
Well, his numbers
it's campaign
are going
talk.
Down. His numbers are going down. Talk. We'll see what, if that means anything or not, but his numbers are going down. We'll see if that means anything or not. I don't know. But while all this political show is going on, Melody, and all the time Biden's going to cut costs on drugs and all this stuff, and all this political charade and game plan going on, the people in America are suffering more than ever before financially. Poor Americans tap debt.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, well, of course, your program. I think you can, sure.
If he and I get the double standard here, I get it. But if he goes after those, isn't it the same thing as what they're doing to him? So that's not how you fix the problem. But isn't it the same thing?
Well, it is. It is. I guess.
So
two wrongs
make a right?
No, but since when that stop anybody?
What?
Since when did that stop anybody?
Well, I know, but you know, so what he's saying isn't the right thing to say to address the problem. Going after his enemies is the same thing as what they're doing to him. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, we'll see what happens. We will. In the meantime, the people cut in the middle—that's us—are paying the price and not more than ways than one. Mm-hmm. Said poor Americans tap debt, buy less food, the consumer cracks widen. An increasing share of low-income Americans are behind on rent and struggling to afford food, and the signs of growing financial distress in the economy. Among households using the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, boosted pandemic benefits, 42% skipped meals in August and 55% ate less because they couldn't afford food. More than double last year's share, according to a Wednesday report from Propel Incorporated, a benefits software developer. Now, folks, let that sink in. 42% of the people in America skipped meals because they couldn't afford to eat. 55% ate less. Now, I wouldn't hurt a lot of us to eat less. I realize that. But this is beside the point. This is people can't afford it. Those on SNAP are typically households with low income at or below the poverty line. The data also highlight that households were worse off in August from just a month ago. Since July, an increasing share of low-income households has had utilities shut off, couldn't afford the prior month's utility bill, or couldn't afford rent. More than two-thirds of those surveyed who were receiving boosted SNAP payments said they had some form of debt. The U.S. economy is faring really well, says, but there's a lot of hardship being experienced by people with lower incomes right now, said Justin King, policy director of Propel. We've seen a lot of cutbacks in safety net benefits this year, and we're seeing the impact of those cutbacks now, he said. The report adds to other recent data indicating an erosion in consumer finances and sentiment, particularly among the lowest income households, as labor markets demand cools, savings wind down, and pandemic social supports expire. Well, to blame it on the fact, and it's true, that they've had to cut benefits over the last year. That's true. But folks, giving benefits is what started this whole mess in the first place. With fiat money, giving benefits means the dollar's worthless. People can buy less with the dollar. So we're cutting our own throat in every way we move. The more you give away, the less you can afford to buy. Now, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's just a total incomplete insanity that we think we can buy people out of poverty. You remember, was it Johnson that started the war on poverty? You remember that back in the 60s?
I do.
They started the war on poverty. It's totally increased probably 50-fold since then. But every time we think that we can spend extra money, get to people so they can buy food and put it on the table, that's all maybe a good sentiment, but it doesn't work. It means prices rise because of inflation, and more people can't afford to buy because they're paying out in taxes what they shouldn't have to be, and their price is going up anyway.
Yes.
This is all a vicious circle. We're eating ourselves alive. That's what we're doing. Melody, go ahead. But we're going to break anyway. Go ahead.
Well, yes, we are ready to go. I wasn't ready for you just to stop like that.
Well, I got a lot more to cover. We do.
Jeez. What's the next topic when we come back from the break?
8 signs that we're right on the verge of a major credit card debt crisis. And this is for real stuff.
I know. And it's all related to everything else. Well, we just mentioned that you have MasterCard and them. They're raising their servicing fees to businesses. People can't. Yes, it's going to be a good story when we get back.
Interest
from the
rates are hitting highs. Highs. Yeah.
Yep. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back, and I'm glad you're still with us. I hope you're still with us. During the break, we discussed my birthday this week, and Todd Melody just takes it for granted. No big deal to them, but it is to me. But anyway.
Oh, now you're stretching the truth there just a little bit there, Butch.
Golly. Anyway, I get no respect.
Come on. What do you think the listeners would think? I mean, he's pulling your leg, ladies and gentlemen. It is his birthday, but...
Well, I've lived through 74 already. I guess I'll make it through 75, all right.
I reckon.
Anyway, back
you got
to
another
the news.
You got another good 15 years, 20.
What weird mouth think about that? But anyway, this article is really, folks, we're looking at it and read it, and it's beyond serious. It really is. And we haven't seen anything yet. We really have not seen anything yet. America is crumbling financially, and every other way, well, morally first. That's why everything else is crumbling. But we haven't, by any means, struck bottom yet. And when we do, it's going to hurt like you know what. 8 signs that we are right on the verge of a major credit card debt crisis. We aren't quite there yet, but an enormous credit card debt crisis is definitely brewing. Americans are becoming increasingly dependent on their credit cards to make ends meet from month to month. And, folks, that is a terrible situation to be in. Beyond terrible. The only one that can do think about which is the government. We can't do that. But anyway, depending on, to make ends meet from month to month, the percentage of us that are carrying balances from month to month is growing. The average rate of interest on such balances has risen above 20%. If you can possibly avoid it, do not carry credit card debt balances from month to month because that will strangle you financially. Unfortunately, our young people are never taught this in school, and so many of them get into deep financial trouble when they become adults. And once you get into deep financial trouble, it can take many years to get out of it, if you ever do, actually. In all my years, I've never seen numbers like we are witnessing right now. The following are 8 signs that we are right on the verge of a major credit card debt crisis. Now, I'm just going to read the headlines, folks, but the signs. I'm not going to read all the information about it because it takes too long. But just listen to the headlines, the different signs, the 8 signs. The total amount of credit card debt in the United States has surpassed the $1 trillion mark and is now at the highest level ever recorded.
That's a fact.
Now let that sink in. The average rate of interest on credit card balances has now risen to an all-time record high of 20.63%. Gee.
That's a lot of money on $1 trillion.
It really is. If you owe $100, I mean, they add $20 extra, folks. A whopping 47% of all U.S. cardholders are now carrying balances from month to month. The average credit card debt level in the United States just continues to grow. The national average credit card debt has now grew to $7,227. Most Americans are not running up credit card debt because they're making frivolous purchases. According to one industry insider, most Americans are doing it because they are under financial strain. Number 6, the number of credit card delinquencies in the United States has surged dramatically over the past 2 years. Number 7, one recent survey discovered that many Americans that actually use personal loans to consolidate credit card debt end up quickly running up the new credit cards and balances close to the previous levels. In other words, folks, they can't buy their way out. You can't spend your way out of debt. Number 8, at a time when economic conditions are slowing down all over the nation, Americans are becoming increasingly dependent on their credit cards. You know, Melody, I can see that. In our area, we have more and more food pantries going in, people trying to survive but going to get food. And these are people that are not lazy people. They worked all their lives. They never had to do this before. I know personally people that have never had to go to a food pantry before who are now going to get some essentials that they can't afford to store. That's not a good sign for economy. I don't care what Biden says or Bidenomics or any of the lies they're telling us. People that bought their own food for all their lives and now have to go to food pantries to get the essentials to get them through another month. That is not the sign of a healthy economy in any way, is it, Melody?
It's not the sign of a healthy nation.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And that makes me angry. I mean, that makes me angry beyond words. People that are hardworking, and a lot of them are my age, a little bit younger. A lot of them are retired. Have never had to go welfare to get anything. And food pantry, I realize, is not welfare, so to speak. But it's a handout they never had to take. And I, for one, and maybe you say, well, that's prideful. Well, you say what you want to. I, for one, have taken I hate to use the word pride, but I don't care. A pride in feeding my own family. I think it's God's will for me to take care of my own family. I shouldn't depend on anybody else. I'm not saying from time to time we don't help other people. But that should not be something we have to do because we ran out of food. We work hard. We should be able to feed our family. And we're seeing that less and less today. Melody, go ahead before I start going on too much. Anything you want to add?
No, I mean, again, these are all signs that we face. And it's, you know, I'm sure the listeners, how many of it is affecting our listeners?
Oh,
your families.
I'm sure.
You know, your families, your relatives, your friends, your neighbors. And, you know, yet we see another group of people who are just moseying along like there's not a trouble in the world because they're all focused on what they're doing and not what is happening truly around them. Those are the ones that will be hurt the worst.
And many people who have always been spongers all their life are tickled to death that this is happening because they're getting more food, more place to get food. They're lazy. They're so lazy they stink. They don't even take a bath. How do I know that? Yeah. Folks, I've been around them. And that's, but they're the ones who take advantage of this and take away from people who are truly trying to struggle to make it on their own. But anyway, okay, enough of that before I get angry. Burger King, I can comment a little bit. Burger King must face lawsuit claiming its Whoppers are too small. A U.S. judge has rejected Burger King's bid to dismiss a lawsuit claiming that it cheated hungry customers by making its Whopper sandwich appear larger than it actually is. U.S. District Judge Roy Ottman in Miami said Burger King must defend against a claim that its depiction of Whoppers on the in-store menu boards mislead reasonable customers, amounting to a breach of contract. Customers in the proposed class action accused Burger King of portraying burgers with ingredients that overflow over the bun, making it appear that the burgers are 35% larger and contain more than double the meat than the chain serves. Burger King and Unit Restaurant Brands International countered that it wasn't required to deliver burgers that look exactly like a picture, but the judge said it was up to the jurors to tell us what reasonable people think. The plaintiff's claims are false, Burger King said in a statement on Tuesday. The flame-grilled beef patties portrayed in our advertising are the same patties used in millions of Whopper sandwiches we serve to guests nationwide. McDonald's and Wendy's are defending against a similar lawsuit in the Brooklyn, New York federal court. The plaintiff's lawyer there on Monday cited Hauptman's opinion to justify letting that case continue. Taco Bell, a unit of Yum Brands, was sued last month in the Brooklyn court for selling crunch wraps and Mexican pizzas that allegedly contain only half as much filling as advertised. Each lawsuit seeks at least $5 million in damages. Well, I don't know what to say about that, Melody. The sandwiches in the picture do look bigger than what you actually get. I mean, you see them on TV, they look like they're they're 5 pounds.
Oh, I know, they look delicious on TV.
They really do. But that's advertising, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I know that's false advertising. I mean, you get somebody maybe advertise a hunt camp somewhere, and they show a picture of a 20-point elk, the biggest one you ever laid eyes on, which is the biggest one ever killed on their hunting reserve, whatever. But they don't show the smaller ones that people get all the time. They show the biggest one that lures customers in. That's not false advertising. That's just what you could get, but it's not guaranteed that way. Anyway, that's my opinion. I'll shut up on that.
But you know what? It's true, though. And I wish they would have taken it a step further and did a lawsuit based on what is actually in the meat. We hear so many things that are added to these proteins, like fillers and all kinds of grains and stuff like that to make the patties and the chicken bigger and so forth. I wish they would go after that.
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
No, it won't. No, it won't. I mean, there was an article today where I was reading about the young people in this nation. We have the highest mortality rates of people from, I don't know what the ages were, from 40 to 60 or something like that. That's all based on our food.
It is. It is.
A lot of it. Maybe not all of it, but a lot of it.
A lot of it.
A lot of it is suicide. And none of these issues are ever addressed. Gun violence. Half of the gun violence in this nation, people think, automatically it's, people out there. No, half of it is, or a lot of it is suicides. So things are just so thrown in all together, and nothing is truly, there isn't anything that's truly addressed.
Well, finally, some beef companies are going to go after calling fake meat real meat. They're going to sue over that because it's not real meat, and they should do that. It's not real meat, but they're going to make a point of that. This is not real beef or chicken, so don't advertise as such. So anyway, we'll see. And another sign that the whole world's kind of collapsing. U.S. urges all Americans in Haiti to leave immediately and use extreme caution. Haiti never was a truly civilized country, folks, a lot of reasons, but this is falling apart. The U.S. State Department has issued a warning for any citizens traveling in Haiti, urging them to leave the country immediately given the current security situation and infrastructure challenges. U.S. citizens in Haiti should depart Haiti as soon as possible via commercial or private transport, the government tweeted on Wednesday, also urging individuals to contact HCSPAP at state.gov if they're having any challenges to departing the small island nation. The warning comes amid increasing violence in the country between rival street gangs. Many violent demonstrations have occurred in recent weeks, leading to mass displacement as residents flee their homes. Just a couple of days ago, a powerful gang opened fire on a group of parishioners in Canaan, a makeshift town near the outskirts of the capital city of Port-au-Prince, while they marched through the community. They had been armed with machetes and had been vying to rid the streets of the community of gang members. I remember when that happened. It's been some months ago. The people stood up and tried to take down the gang members. Now the gang members are now retaliating. The gang retaliated, killing several of us and wounding dozens of others in the attack. Horrific videos posted on social media showed the incident unfolding. It remains unclear how many were injured or died. Gangs reportedly control about 80% of Port-au-Prince and have been rising in prevalence and power since the July 2021 assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, which rocked the country. Haiti is crumbling also, folks. Sad. And Haiti never was basically a nation built on any kind of Christian morals, but it's falling apart. Wow, that is sad. That is sad. The people in Haiti are having a hard time already. This doesn't help a lot, does it?
No, it doesn't. But isn't that where the Clinton Foundation helped out so much?
Went in and robbed them in. Yeah, bit them dry. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Kremlin says a Prigozhin plane may have been downed on purpose. Kremlin says this. Did they do it? I don't know. But I watched the video. In my opinion, it was downed on purpose. The Kremlin said on Wednesday that investigators were considering the possibility that the plane carrying mercenary chief Prigozhin was downed on purpose, the first explicit acknowledgement that he may have been assassinated. It's obvious that different versions are being considered, including the version, you know what we're talking about, let's say a deliberate atrocity, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters when asked about the investigation. Asked if the International Civil Aviation Organization would investigate the crash, Peskov said that the circumstances made it different, though he cautioned that investigators had made no formal conclusions yet about what exactly took place. Let's wait for the results of a Russian investigation, Peskov said. My opinion, he was definitely assassinated. That plane didn't crash normally as a plane would. It blew up and fell straight down. Any comments on LD?
No, I mean, it was just, you know, the big question is, who did it?
Yeah, I agree. And every time it happens, I wonder if we had our thumb in it.
Sure, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time.
Not even close. We got a lot more to cover today. We're going to run out of time for time to get through all this, but really we are. But there's so much more I want to cover. Maybe we'll go back to our Friday on the dangerous escalation of the war. Russia and Ukraine is growing so fast. Zelensky said he will not hold elections unless we pay for them. I mean, so much more news to cover. So much insanity and danger of literally going into World War III. At any moment, it could happen. Who knows who could push a button, make a wrong move, and cause this thing to explode into a world war. Melly, that's a scary thought, isn't it?
It really is, and I'm sorry, whatever the plans that the elite might have, you know, Biden's got a year.
Yes.
A year and a half, maybe. And but I'd say a year before anything happens. So, I don't know. It's
we'll talk
uncertain
about Friday.
Times. We'll talk about it Friday because we're out of time. We'll be back then. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy